This WBEZ podcast is supported by Hacia, whose Executive Fellows Program provides Black and Latinx business owners with real-world tools and strategies needed to master fundamental management concepts related to company stability and growth. Registrants learn through one-on-one executive coaching sessions with subject matter experts in the areas of finance, business development, operations, and legal. More info at haciaworks.org.
Family doctors in rural parts of Illinois are on the front lines of COVID-19 vaccine education, and that's because, as research shows, many rural residents trust their family doctor more than public health officials to give them unbiased healthcare information. But these doctors face a major hurdle. As surveys show, rural residents make up one of the largest swaths of vaccine-hesitant Americans. WBEZ's Mariah Wolfel has our story.
Dr. Jeff Ripperda has been posting on social media a lot more since the pandemic began.
A couple of posts I've created have gone sort of viral, which is weird for me.
Ripperda is a family doctor at a clinic in Murfreesboro, a town of about 8,000 in central Illinois. He's been using Facebook to try to convince people that taking the vaccine is safe. And he thinks it could work because people in the community trust him.
Being a small-town doctor, it's kind of hard to not have a close relationship with patients because these are community members. These are people whose kids and my kids go to school together, people who I see around town, people who I socialize with.
But Ripperda hasn't been able to get through to everyone, and rural doctors like him are facing some major barriers in trying to increase vaccine literacy. More than suburban or urban doctors, rural doctors are contending with high rates of skepticism, even among leaders in their community. Dr. Joey Jackson works at a rural clinic in El Dorado, about 30 minutes from Kentucky.
We're Bible Belt down here. And there have been some ministers who have been preaching from the pulpit, just an anti-science rhetoric, much like a political figure, they've got people who trust them to be saying the right things.
Ashley Kurzinger is with the healthcare policy and research group, the Kaiser Family Foundation, and she's been studying hesitancy rates.
For many Republican and rural residents, they think the risks of COVID-19 are being exaggerated. So that is one reason why they don't feel compelled to be getting the vaccine.
She's co-author of a recent study that shows 35% of rural residents say they definitely will not or probably won't get a vaccine when it's available. That's compared to 25% overall.
In addition, large shares of rural residents think that getting vaccinated is a personal choice rather than something that they should do to benefit their communities.
The survey also shows proximity to COVID-19 is not a factor. Even people who know someone who's contracted or died from the virus, they don't want a vaccine. In Illinois, average positivity rates in some rural counties hover in the teens, hitting nearly 30% at times in the past month. Still, many don't believe COVID is all it's cracked up to be.
I don't feel this virus warrants a rushed vaccine. I kind of feel that's what we have an immune system for.
This is a 48-year-old resident of Streeter, about 100 miles southwest of Chicago. He asked WBEZ not to use his name, fearing he'd face ridicule for choosing not to take a COVID-19 vaccine.
I just think it's pretty much another flu bug.
Is there a point when you would feel comfortable getting a vaccine?
Maybe about 10 years from now, if people aren't having a bunch of side effects.
Okay, so
I probably wouldn't even do it then.
The Kaiser Family Foundation shows a conversation with a family doctor could potentially put people worried about long-term side effects at ease. That's because rural residents overwhelmingly say they trust their doctor to give accurate information about a COVID-19 vaccine. But it's not clear that people opposed to the shot will seek that information out, and doctors can only do so much. Dr. Jackson from El Dorado says he'd answer questions about the vaccine all day long, but it's tiring trying to engage with deeply skeptical people day in and day out.
You know, that's been pretty dark at times because it's like, well, who am I trying to say? I'm trying to say people who think I'm a fraud, and that's been tough. But at the same time, I think it's important that you rise to the occasion.
And Dr. Ripperda from Murfreesboro says there are trade-offs to being outspoken about the vaccine.
You know, when the healthcare community is so enthusiastically supportive of the vaccine, it can also be a little bit of a put-off for people who are a little more skeptical and probably make them a little less likely to have the necessary conversation.
He suspects people who've made up their mind about the vaccine aren't calling their doctors to talk about it. In Streeter, the vaccine-hesitant man who says he does have a family doctor he trusts to talk about the vaccine with doesn't plan on doing so. Mariah Wolfel, WBEZ News.